Hello, everybody. What's going on? This is Faith Bound, and I am back. I know a lot of my listeners have been wondering, like, what's going on? We haven't been hearing from you in a while and whatnot. And I've just been staying true to what I told you guys in the beginning, is that I promise you I won't ever get on my podcast and just speak without having the spirit with me. And I've been doing a lot of soul searching, been reading the scriptures, and just been feeding, grazing on good spiritual food, and just been examining my life and what's been going on today, especially today, you know, with this pandemic of the COVID-19 coronavirus, and just been searching, you know, just searching through spirit, just to see what's going on. And you know, today I just said I was just going to speak from the heart and allow the spirit to move if the spirit moves. And I'm gonna try to do my best to be more consistent, because I owe it to you guys out there who really want to hear the truth of God or the true message, and really are in tune with what's going on spiritually and, you know, what's going on in the world. Man, I honestly, you know, I've been hearing a lot of different things, and there's been a lot of people saying this, that, the news is saying this and that, you know, the president, well, we all know he's a liar. And you can't trust nothing Donald Trump said anywhere, because this guy, I never really thought he had the best interests of the company, of the country at hand. I always thought his goals were mostly aligned with just money, you know. But he is under great delusion. This guy is very delusional, and I believe God has given him a great delusion. And it's so weird to see it happening right before our eyes. And I was just amazed at how delusional Trump is. But I think a lot of people know that by now, you know, and I definitely don't feel like talking about him. What I really want to do is just say, hey guys, everybody that's out there, my condolences for everyone who's lost somebody or knows somebody who's going through the sickness right now. All we really know is that when God says it's enough, then this pandemic will hopefully slow down and go away for a while, or go away for period. We don't know. Right now, it's sort of like everything's up in the air. I heard there was a scientist named Kazima. I might be saying her name wrong, but she's based at Bethesda, Maryland. And she got a team of people who are working on a vaccine. And she was saying some good stuff, that they had already been working on a vaccination for like SARS. And they kind of can work that vaccination for this COVID-19. And they've been working on it for 5 years. So a lot of people were saying in the news, how can they produce a vaccine so quickly, because normally it takes years. And well, thank God, you know, her team was already started working on this. To date, there's been a lot of disturbance in the spiritual with these preachers. That's what I really want to talk about, is these preachers have been, like Kenneth Copeland. There's some more. I forgot the guy's name, But it's really not even that important, the name. It's just that they're getting online and they're telling their congregation, or, you know, they're telling them, hey, send your money in to us. Donate your money, especially for, like, your stimulus package money. They're saying, you know, donate it. Tithe it all to the church and whatnot. And I'm against that. I think they are workers of the devil. I think they were sent by the devil. And they're doing their best to get as much money as their church members. They're trying to gouge, and they're trying to use guilt, and they're using all types of tactics to keep money coming into their pockets. Because once social distancing came out, they start crying a whole lot about people not tithing and sowing in to their church. And when I say into their church, I mean into their business or into their club. Because once again, when these men of God of the devil, because they're not really even men of God, they're workers of the devil, when they show you their face, their true face like that, you gotta turn and walk away. You gotta let it go, because there are a lot of the devil's hands at work, and they're trying to drag you in and take away from you like that. That money that you get from the government or from unemployment, you need that money. You need that for whatever bills that you can manage to pay off, and you need it for food, you know, because a lot of people are going through a lot of different things. And nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And right now, you know, some of you guys got children. And you need to go ahead and just stay focused on that. Because God, he's going to protect you and keep you from a lot of the terrible circumstances that a lot of people are going through. And you got these devil preachers out here, and they're doing their best trying to take anything that you can have that could be your source to provide for your families and yourself, you know? And it's crazy. There's preachers that are doing their best to try to keep all their congregation to come into the church and not even practice social distancing. And it's sad, because you will put the sheep in such harm's way. But that's what the devil do. You don't need to have church with everybody all herded up together like that. You can have church outside and spread everybody around, or put them in a vehicle so that they can hear whatever message that's going to be preached. Because not only the devil's workers are doing stuff like that, but, you know, you have some men of God who will copy whatever they see that the devil's doing, you know, and it's not necessary. Sometimes you just got to get more in tune with the Spirit so that you don't err in mistakes like what they're doing. I would be cautious, especially in the end of days. Matthew 24 chapter. Some people need to read that, but there's a lot that God is showing us in the end of days that's happening right now. With the social distancing, everybody should be practicing that. I mean, we need to practice it for a while, until everything either slows down or it goes away. Because without, you know, everybody working together, then then you're just going to keep on having a pandemic attack after pandemic attack. But like I said, there's a lot of things that's going on spiritually. Even right now, we're starting to see the agenda where they're trying to push a one world system, where they keeping everything up on the umbrella. Like right now, the president he's not even really in charge. FEMA's in charge right now. And if FEMA is actually in charge, so I know some people might not even know that, but FEMA is actually in charge, so they're really the ones who's running things right now. Like I said, I truly believe that the one world system is at hand. You got these cashless societies now over in the Ukraine, Switzerland, China, where you don't even use cash no more. It's getting scary out there for a lot of people because it's getting to a point where you will have to either use some kind of card. For right now in America, we're using cards or mobile bank accounts and stuff like that. But it's going to get to the point where they're going to be wanting to chip us or put something in the forehead. I don't know. But I know everything is covered in the Word. And the Word is the only thing that can really truly give you peace of mind with what's going on with today. I'll be honest with you, ever since the pandemic has happened, I haven't had no issues. It almost feels like a mandatory vacation. And I won't sit there and say, oh, since I'm a Christian, I feel that I'm a holy man, that nothing won't happen to me. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, thank God. And I'm also saying that he's the one that's protecting me and my family, just like he's protecting your family. And I hope that everybody's trying their best to be safe. But we're going to see a lot of things that's happening in this in the days. And you're going to see a lot of things spiritually that's going to look like it's something wonderful, but it's really not. It's really not. But I'm just here letting everybody know that you just got to stay strong. Do your best to be healthy. Try not to let a lot of this stuff get to you. Move around. Go outside. Walk around. Because, you don't want to be just stiff and stand in the house. I mean, like, if there's a park or if there's a place that you go to in your house where you can move around, do a little exercise, it doesn't even have to be that much. Maybe about 30 minutes to an hour. Exercise, move around, walk around outside, maintain social distancing. Just to get your bodies moving. Try to stay, somewhat healthy. And take advantage of the time that we got right now. And make sure you read. Yeah, make sure you're reading. Because, without reading and challenging your mind a little bit, whatnot, it kind of, you kind of like get slow and stagnant. And it's not that it's not healthy for you to just sit and look at the TV all day. I have to admit, I've been sitting at home. Been watching TV a lot more heavier lately because, I'm not working. So I had to make changes just like anybody else had to make changes. And all change ain't bad, so, you know, get out and explore new options and things of that nature, like sunbathing. Like, I actually got to the sun and just got into the sun for about 20, 25 minutes, and I really enjoyed myself, you know. But the whole thing is try to maintain health or build up better health while you're down. Another thing that I tried also was detoxing. You know, trying to detox the body and the mind for clarity and for health, for well-being. Just to get a better sense of where my health is. Because sometimes you never know. Some of this stuff will help extend your life or give you a bit more better health profile. So, you know, there's a lot of things we could be doing right now. Even though we're locked in or on quarantine status, or they want us to try to keep away from everybody, which is understandable. Some people are saying that this is a hoax, or it's really that people are dying of hypoxia. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm sort of like you. I'm just waiting on the Lord to tell me something. And if he doesn't, then he just doesn't. Then it wasn't meant for me to know. Then I just keep moving along. But I try to see everything that's not like him, and I do my best to call it out, and I do my best to keep moving forward. But with all that said, you know, once again, it's not but peace, love, and happiness. I'm not even preaching today. I'm just talking, just running my mouth, trying to get back into the flow of things now that I finally got to a point where I could get back up on the podcast and talk to you guys. Like I said, I got to get better about being more consistent. And now since everything's under quarantine and we're slowly, I think in some places they're slowly starting to unlock some areas, which is kind of cool, but at the same time, I urge everybody with caution to be careful out there, practice social distancing, wash your hands. But a lot of this stuff is stuff that we should have been kind of doing from the get-go. But I think a lot more people are a lot more cautious about it now. But other than that, guys, just be safe out there. Keep worshiping and praising the Lord. You don't have to be in your church physically, but you could be there spiritually. If your church has an online streaming service, then that's a wonderful way. And if you tithe, well, hey, praise God. If you got the money to tithe and to give, that's a wonderful thing. Never tell nobody stop giving, but you know, you just don't force people or harp on trying to get people to give you money and stuff like that, especially not at this time. It's just ridiculous. But we're going to have people that's going to be like that because they came from the devil. And that's what they do. So we got to keep our hands, keep our hearts in the mind of God, and keep moving forward. All right, guys. This is Faith Bound, Lofton Williams, and we'll get back to work. All right. Talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye. All right. How everybody out there doing? This is Faith Bound. And oh my God, we got a lot to talk about. But first and foremost, I'm going to do like I always do. And I'm going to give God the highest praise. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another brand new day. And dear Father, I know that you are in control of everything, including me, including this world. All right, guys. Man, I know it's been a while. We haven't had a chance to talk. And I just also want to say my heart condolences go out to George Floyd's family. It's not easy to see what we saw as a nation, as a people. It's not easy at all. It's not easy trying to live and make it through this pandemic, COVID-19. These times right now are very frustrating, very strenuous on the minds, body, and soul of the people. At one point in time, I felt that racism would get better, but I'm not naive. I know that racism will always be there. But what I do notice and have seen since the 40 years of my life, I have seen history repeating itself through the protests, through the riots, through the looting, through the killing of innocent black men, and for the excessive force, police brutality, the social ills. The only thing that's changed in the history is technology. It's made it even more vivid for black people to see what's going on. And trust me, there are good people, good white people, just as there are good Asian, good Mexicans, good Puerto Ricans, good blacks, good Africans, but then there's also bad people that are out there, and it's all through the human family, and it's something that you have to deal with regardless of where you at, where you live, where you stay, who you know, who you associate with. So this session today, I just want to talk. I just want to describe what I was feeling when I seen the officer knee on my brother's back, in his neck. Because I said, you know, I told myself I was going to wait until I got a chance to hear more details of what happened or what surrounded, how this happened. And everything that has came up out of the press, the media, today, to my knowledge, it still does not show, it still does not indicate, it still does not merit that man dying, and especially dying the way that he died. I didn't want to get on here and just talk without saying this first to that officer. It, you know, it's to the point where I just felt that I couldn't forgive, but I had to forgive, and I had to go and humbly, in my spirit, and ask the Lord to forgive that man. because I know that God's revenge is worse than anything that we can do on this earth. God will repay back the wicked. He will repay back the wicked with what they deserve. I don't know if that man's going to change. I don't know if anything ever going to come to change in that man's life. I don't know. If it does, I hope and pray that it happens sooner than later. But if it doesn't, then I know God has a special place for him. Just like he has a special place for everybody who's not following after his word. To my community, my culture, my black people, I just want to say I love you. And I just wish I can just take my arms and just hug everybody. So since I can't do it physically, I just want to hug everybody spiritually. Put my arms around them and say, hey, I understand. Discrimination, I've been there. I've been socially profiled. I've been stereotyped. I've been called the N-word from white and black. I had people look at me with disgust in their eyes for me doing my job at one point when I was just starting out in the workforce. So I know. We know. We understand. Even in my career today, I had to do some buck dancing. And I want to say with them and all those who know what I'm talking about, it gets tiring. I was listening to a psychologist, a black psychologist, and he was speaking about how oppression and discrimination and psychological damages of slavery has really harmed the psyche of the black man and black women in our today's society to a point where it's a stigma. It's a stigmatism that we have to act in and feel like we're in bondage to the white supremacist system, to the point where we can't be ourselves, we can't express ourselves the way that we feel necessary in order to be liberated. And we cannot move about how we would like to move about. And I'm talking about as citizens. Do I believe that we're true citizens of America? No, not necessarily. No, I don't. I believe that in that Constitution that we're still looked at as property, 1/5 human being. I feel like there's so many changes that need be done. Will we get changes? I don't know. Do I pray about changes? I do. Am I looking for ultimate peace? No. Tolerance would be sufficeable for now, but there's a lot. It's a lot. And I know God is not going to give us too much that we can't bear on our shoulders. But what I do want to say is, look at us. We're still standing. We're still strong, we're still moving. Those of us who haven't lost a loved one, we still got people there that we can love on. Those of us who haven't lost children, you still got your children to love on. those of us who are fortunate that still got jobs, you still got a job where you can make some money. Cause I don't know what's gonna happen, you know. When the ball drops and they say, hey, you know, y'all gotta pay rent. Or they're gonna say, hey, you gotta pay these bills, and we know y'all don't have no jobs right now or anything like that. But that's not our problem. I don't know what's gonna happen. But I do know this. I serve a God that's unchanging. He's always on time. I have to believe that because he showed me so many times that he was there. He showed up in my darkest hours so many times and wiped away so many of my tears and let me know that he was there. And when I look back on my life and I pray, I say, wow, I couldn't even make this far without you. Regardless of what's going on around me, I couldn't made it without you, Lord. I just want to say, I love all you guys. I love all my listeners. I love everybody. At one point, back in the day, when I was a young, hot-headed teenager, I would say all the way till about 36. Man, I was a violent man. I wanted to do violence. I wanted to hurt, you know, destroy stuff and break stuff. I'm not ashamed to say that. But now, today, God has truly changed me. Even though sometimes I might want to get violent, but he's changed my heart to where all I want to do is just send out love, give love, receive love. That's not always the case, but I like the man who I am today instead of the man I were or was. Because that man that I was would have been out there looting, would have been out there trying to hurt people, trying to destroy businesses, trying to blow up cars and things of that nature. But I'm not judging on those things. I'm just saying to you guys, I love who I am because who I am today stands for a purpose, stands for the word of God. And I just want to tell you guys that are out there that's doing these things, stop. Take a good look at yourself. Look around. That's not the way to change anything. It's not going to help your community. It's not going to help anything. At best, it's going to end you up in jail and dealing with the police on a one-on-one basis, or you get hurt, or you take something that's been stolen and you have to wear that. You have to deal with that. And I know it's tough. I know it's rough. And I know I understand it's the unrest of injustice. And it's terrible. But we could do more of a change if we stand together and we stand with a peaceful protest. Show them your outrage through the courts. Let's try to improve our community, but don't damage the community. We gotta move differently. We gotta unify differently. And I'm not excluding white people or anybody else who sees the injustice and that wants to be a part of the solution. because we all need each other. We all need each other. And it's more powerful when we all stand together. So, with that being said, I'm going to sign off with a heavy heart and say I love you. Keep looking up. Keep hope alive. And know that God is inside. Nurture your relationship with the Lord and get closer to Him. His holy name, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you meet the injustice and you touch the hearts of the men and the women that you need to touch. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you give us the strength to move forward and to keep moving forward, Heavenly Father, because we can't count on the system. We can't count on governments. We can't even count on ourselves. We can only count on you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you rest your spirit upon us, Heavenly Father. That you give us the right mindset, Heavenly Father. You give us the words to speak your words, Heavenly Father. That we all place ourselves in servitude into you, Heavenly Father. That the ones who backslide, that they come back to you, Heavenly Father, so that they can get to know you even better, Heavenly Father. I pray that those who try to kill, steal, rape, murder, that you bring them to you, Heavenly Father. Keep giving them a chance, Heavenly Father. Because they know not what they do, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, I pray that you touch those who are sick with COVID-19. The ones that are sick, I pray that you heal them, Heavenly Father. If it's your will to be done, Heavenly Father, I pray that your servants don't suffer too long through the unrest and the injustice, Heavenly Father. I pray that you give your servants what they need, Heavenly Father. And I pray that your revenge will be swift, quick to those who have encouraged your wrath, Heavenly Father. We want to say we thank you, we love you, Heavenly Father. Your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.